Sri Lanka's army disbanded the mostly ineffective safe zone it had established in the war Iraq North and set up a new refuge today for the tens of thousands of civilians still trapped. The two sides have been fighting heavy battles since government troops overran the rebels' de facto state in the north and boxed them into a tiny strip of land along the northeast coast. Aid groups estimate about 200,000 civilians are trapped in the war zone as fighting rages around them. Former papal nuncio to Sri Lanka, Archbishop Mario Zanari, says that tens of thousands of civilians have already risked their lives to cross the front lines.
Up to now, in these past days, about 35,000 people have been able to move to the zone controlled by the government, but sometimes with the risk of their own lives. In fact, in the recent days, we had the news that the LTTE, the Tigers, fired at the people trying to escape. And then there is the challenge, the big challenge of the government to receive. The government started already to prepare some camps, IDPs camps, and is a big task for the government to provide shelters for all these people, to screen also these people, and the hope of the international community is to have access for the humanitarian organization to these camps.